Many years now, the spas are shop mom and pops dotted around the country's rural and peri-urban landscape that are owned by South Africans have decried the encroaching bargaining power of particularly foreign-owned, largely Somali traders, and the fact that government has been more of a handbrake through onerous red tape than an enabling partner. Well, it's precisely for these reasons that the story that broke last week of FinTech A to Pay with the backing of the SASME Fund and support from the Government Jobs Fund is such an exciting one. It's thrown its weight behind the Spaza community. And to find out more, I've got Ketso Gordon, CEO of the SA SME Fund, on the line. Evening, Ketso.
Hi, Michael, and to your listeners too.
Now, it's a really exciting and some would say long overdue initiative, this. How has it been structured? How are you helping these over 10,000 South African Spazas be more competitive and ultimately just improve their bottom line?
So the Jobs Fund has basically funded A to Pay to put in a device into these spaza shops. The device is adding to the revenue line because it allows for them to sell prepaid airtime, prepaid electricity. You can pay your DSTV account there and a whole bunch of other functionality. But equally important, it allows for them to better manage their stock and understand their margins and produce basic financial statements. So that's been, in its own right, a useful intervention funded by the Jobs Fund. And what we've added is a layer above that, which is A to Pay now has 25 million rands to on-lend to spaza shops. And in the short time that we've been experimenting with this, what we've seen is that two things happen. One is revenue generally goes up, somewhere between 30 and 100%. And two is the capital is being secured by one spaza shop while a second one is being opened. So we are seeing an expansion. And the logical next step, which I discussed with some of the spaza shop owners in Durban last week, is for a group of them to jointly fund a warehouse so that they can basically secure bulk discounts and, you know, improve their profitability and maybe even improve the pricing to the end consumer.
That is very exciting, because very often when you chat to the fabcasters of this world when they were still around and really in tune with the spaza shop community, they said it is all about getting that distribution right as well. So fascinating. We'll be following that closely. That was the CEO of the SA SME Fund, Ketso Gordon, sharing how the SME Fund's investment in A to Pay is set to drive growth and financial inclusion in spazas. This is